News agency is reporting that the Revolutionary Guard has made a surveillance flight over a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our report.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command would only say the U.S. and its allies are committed to freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, with no elaboration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Less than a week after it was launched, Pakistan has suspended its nationwide polio vaccination campaign indefinitely. Three polio workers have been murdered this month, one just 2 days ago. Two policemen assigned to protect a vaccination team were also shot and killed. The violence has coincided with unfounded rumors on social media that the oral vaccine has adverse effects. The Vatican has issued a video message from Pope Francis expressing his hope for prosperity and the unification of the Korean Peninsula. It came on the first anniversary of the Panmunjom Declaration for Peace, signed during the inter-Korean summit a year ago at the border village where the armistice was signed, ending the Korean War in 1953. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Trump were set to play golf today after a round of trade talks at the White House on Friday. Mr. Trump says he is confident he and the Japanese leader will come up with an agreement, possibly before the president travels to Japan next month to meet with its new emperor, Naruhito, whose installation is set for May 1st. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. There has been more deadly violence in Sri Lanka, a gun battle and explosions as security forces tried to clear a house in the eastern region of the country. The Sri Lankan military says 15 bodies, including those of six children, were found in and around the house. A critically injured woman and child were also found. They have been hospitalized. Police say the explosions were likely the work of suicide bombers. The military reportedly uncovered heavy explosives, Islamic State material, steel pellets, and a drone. Catholic leaders have canceled Sunday masses across Sri Lanka, as officials cite the possibility of more attacks. All of this a week after the deadly Easter Sunday suicide bombings in churches and hotels, blamed on Muslim extremists, something which has sharpened ethnic tensions in this mainly Buddhist nation. Listen to this Muslim man.
How would you feel if you escape your country because of the terrorists and come to another country like Sri Lanka to ask the people for a shelter, for love, and they treat you like you've been the reason for that tragedy?
The U.S. State Department has raised the travel advisory for Sri Lanka to its second highest level, meaning people should reconsider traveling to the country. Heavy rains have pounded northern Mozambique in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth. Aid groups are warning of possible flooding and mudslides in the days ahead. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has a report.
The government announced that several people were killed throughout the area, whilst nearly 3,500 homes in parts of northernmost Cabo Delgado province were partially or fully destroyed, with electricity cut and at least one key bridge collapsed. Cyclone Kenneth arrived just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai ripped into central Mozambique and killed more than 600 people. UN Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lerke says the timing of Cyclone Kenneth puts aid efforts under a lot of strain.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
I'm Karen Shamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine if he were to meet with Ukraine's president-elect Volodymyr Zelensky. No such meeting is set up. Speaking today in China, Putin said he wants to understand Zelensky's position on the conflict, saying that Ukrainians were tired of the situation. Putin also said he is considering making Russian citizenship available to all Ukrainians, not just those in eastern Ukraine. President Trump has pulled the United States from the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty, calling it misguided and a threat to American sovereignty. It came during an appearance before the National Rifle Association. Voters in Spain go to the polls Sunday in national elections. No one party is expected to win a majority in parliament, and leaders on both the political left and right have urged Spaniards to be wary of the far right. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it.